Now, girls, I will be explaining very briefly about the great leaders of assertive nationalism. And first, I would like to begin with Bal Gangadhar Tilak. He was an Indian nationalist, social reformer and freedom fighter who was one of the most popular leaders of the Indian independence movement. He is known as a father of Indian unrest. So remember this phrase. Now, Tilak was born on July 23rd, 1856 in Maharashtra into a middle-class family. Now, let's look at his contributions towards the rise of nationalism. Now, Tilak was one of the most prominent leaders of the radical nationalists who taught people to rely on their own strength. He spread the national movement in rural areas. Tilak revived the Ganapati Shivaji festivals in 1895, organized lathi clubs and akharas. He, along with Bipin Chandra Pal and Lala Lajpat Rai, transformed the anti-partition movement into a movement for Swaraj. Tilak also started the Home Rule movement in 1916. With his own ideas and weapons, he infused a new life in the national movement and brought about a change in its character. He transformed the freedom struggle into the agitation of the millions and the common masses. He was responsible for giving a new direction to the freedom struggle and made it popular by widening its base. Tilak made bitter attacks on the government through his weeklies, the Maratha and the Kesari. In 1896, he led a no-rent campaign and asked the cultivators not to pay land revenue because of the famine conditions in the Deccan. Now, these things you must remember, he was regarded as a forerunner of Gandhiji. Gandhiji's ideals were molded by Tilak's thoughts in a big way. Gandhiji laid great stress on prohibition, Swadeshi and boycott. All these had been preached and practiced by Tilak much before Gandhiji could do so. Gandhiji's ideal of complete independence was very similar to Tilak's ideal of Swaraj. Now, we'll move on to the next important personality, that is Bipin Chandra Pal. He was born on 7th November 1858 in Bangladesh. Now, let's look at his contributions. He is popularly known as the father of revolutionary thought in India. In the beginning, he supported the moderates. But after the partition of Bengal, he joined the assertives, as they were popularly called. He joined the Brahmo Samaj in 1876 and the Congress in 1887. At the Madras Congress session, Pal pleaded that the Arms Act should be repealed. He participated in several sessions of the Congress and contributed towards a growth of national consciousness in India. Now, let's look at his ideas on national education. Now, he is a person who is very, very much important. So, you must make a note of these things. Bipin Chandra Pal wanted education to be organized on nationalistic ideas. He was of the opinion that education should not glorify and idolize British rule. But he believed that education should become an effective instrument for social progress. He considered it a key which opens the great treasures of Indian philosophy and culture to the ideas. He even suggested many methods to remove poverty and unemployment in his book, The New Economic Menace to India. To remove poverty and unemployment, industry should be developed. The rich should be taxed heavily as compared to the poor. More money should be spent on education and health. Now, Bipin Chandra Pal and Gandhiji, let's look at their relationship. Now, remember that Pal did not support the non-cooperation movement that was launched by Gandhiji. He was of the opinion that Indians should resort to sterner measures instead of launching such movements. Now, the last great personality is Lala Lajpat Rai. Lala Lajpat Rai was an Indian author and politician who was chiefly remembered as a leader in the Indian struggle for freedom from the British rule. The freedom fighter was popularly known as Sher-e-Punjab. It means a Lion of Punjab. Now, Rai was born on January 28, 1865 in Punjab. And his contribution to the growth of nationalism are, through his writings, he preached radical nationalism, inspired the Indian youth and kindled the fire of patriotism in them. He founded Indian Home Rule League in America. Lala Lajpat Rai transformed the freedom struggle into the agitation of the millions and the common masses.
In 1914, he went to England as a member of the Congress, went to America and joined the Gadar Party. He founded the Servants of the People Society. He presided over the Calcutta session.